Hello to all my chaverim from Torah's Moshe and from around the world. We're continuing on with our Mishnayos shiur in Maseches Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, which is also in the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet of Beis, continuing on to Daf Nun Hey Bet Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Malkam Shenagu Lasis Malacha B'Tish Abav Osen. In a place, in a community, that they had a minig that you could do work on Tish Abav, so you're allowed to work. But a community that had a minhag not to do work on Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't work. This verse says the reason why some which might want to have a minhag not to do work is so he shouldn't take his mind off the fact that he is in Avelis on Tisha B'Av, and he should keep thinking about that, not thinking about other work. Meiri says that the Avelis of Tisha B'Av is different than the Avelis on Chas HaShalom, someone has a relative who passed away. Because there, if someone is an Avelis for a relative, everybody agrees, no matter what community you're in, that you shouldn't be working. The reason here that Tisha B'Av, there's a difference of opinion, because Tisha B'Av is an older Avelis, it's from years past, and therefore there aren't so many restrictions like in a new Avelis. The Lach HaShalom says, still, if the minig was not to do a malacha because it's a Torah's minig, and still, any place that has this, we should not work. So it depends on the community. If the community thinks it's not a good idea, we shouldn't be working, and even though it's just a minig and it's an old avelis, still we should follow that minig. And Or Chaim Simon Tav Kuf Nun Dalet of Kut Mem Gimel that brings from the Magen Avraham that the reason is we shouldn't forget about the Avelis we're in. We should keep that mindset with us. And if that's the case, even in the night of Tisha B'Av, the night leading into Tisha B'Av, it's also included, because that night you have to have Avelis also. Still, if it's just a temporary, quick little thing, it's okay to do, then your mind won't wander from your Avelis. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Aleph says that you shouldn't do even changing your sheets in the morning until Chatzos. And similarly, washing dishes you shouldn't do. The Makar Chaim in Sif Chaf Bey says it is Aser. And Ravazner Kaibitz Mevi Levi Chela Gimel Amar Memtes says that even if Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, you shouldn't make it light of it, you know, and start cleaning your house after in the afternoon. For Shabbos, still you should treat Tisha B'Av as a serious event, and I guess postpone your Shabbos cleaning till Friday. The Mishnah continues. Mikol Makom Tamidi Chachamim B'Teilim Chachamim. Still, whether the community allows it, has a minig or not, no matter where they are, Tamidi Chachamim don't work on Tisha B'Av, the whole Tisha B'Av, because they don't want to take their mind off the Avelis. And the Meiri says, the Talmud Chacham has to feel the loss of the Mikdash more than other people, so he has to be in a bigger tzar. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar La'olam Ya'aseh Atzmo K'Tal B'Chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as far as Tisha B'Av goes, it's right that everybody treats himself as if he were a Talmud Chacham, and therefore should not do work on Tisha B'Av. The Rav says it doesn't look like he's being haughty when people see that he's not working, because they'll say, well, maybe he has nothing to do. It's not because he's being negative, so they won't think he's being a big shot. So therefore, there's no problem in acting like a Talmud Chacham. That's the right thing to do. Tesis Yantav asks, because we see in Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the same Rav Shimon Gamliel here, that says here, you should act like you're a Talmud Chacham. Over there, it's talking about a chassan, about someone who is getting married at night and maybe has a problem having the right kavana to say krishma. So he says there, Rav Shimon Galil says, you shouldn't act like you're a big talmud chacham and say, I won't have a problem, I'll have the right kavana. So how come over here, he says, you should act like you're a talmud chacham, and when it comes to krishma, he says, you shouldn't act like a big shot, like you're a Talmud Chacham. You should be like other chassanim who have a problem saying krishma on the night of the chasana. So he answers from the Gemara that since everybody here is working and he's not working, it might look like he's being fancy. But if everybody's reading Krishna and he is also reading, and he also reads, it doesn't look any different. He's just following what everybody else is doing. So he's not standing out from everybody else. That's what the Chachamim hold, that he should not act differently than other people as far as the working goes, because it'll look like he's thinking himself at a higher level than the rest of them. But by Krishna, he'll look like the same, and it's not a problem. But Rav Shlomo Galil says, no, since they need kavana, and we know that a person won't have kavana, still, it'll look like it's people will realize he's a chassan, why is he saying Krishna? It'll look like he's acting like a big shot. But here, it doesn't look like he's acting like a big tamachach, because they'll say maybe he has no work to do, and they won't think that he's trying to act at a higher level. Chama Aimrim, the mission continues, B'Yehuda Yosem Alacha Ba'arvi Psachem Arkatzos O'Bagala Loha Yosem Kalikir. They say that it depends. In Yehuda, they would do Malacha and Erev Pesach. Now we're going back to the Erev Pesach. We left the idea again of Tisha B'Av. We're going back to the Erev Pesach. And the Chama say, in Erev Pesach, they would do Malacha and Tilchatzos in Yehuda, but in the Galil, they wouldn't do it at all. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that, and the Rav said, the Chum argue on the first mission in this in our parak, and they say that doing Malacha on Erev Pesach isn't Tali in the Minig at all. It's just that in Yehuda they were Matur to do Malacha, and in the Galil they answered a real Isser and not a Minig. So they argue on the whole concept that working on Erev Pesach might be a Minig or not a Minig. The Rambam, the Pirish Mishnayos, and Rashi, the way the Pnei Yeshua explains it, hold that Chacham also think that it is Tali in a Minig. But they're just saying which places had a Minig to do it okay, to do work that was in Yehuda, and which places had a Minig not to do work, and that was in the Galil. So it's Machlokas, whether they're arguing about whether there was a Minig or not, the way that the Rav explained it, or like the Rambam and Rashi, according to the Pnei Yeshua, then they're not arguing, they're just explaining which places had a minig and which places had no minig about working. Now, it says, Halayla, the mission continues, Halayla. First of all, explains, that means that in the place, in the Galil, where they didn't work in Erev Pesach, what is the din about nighttime of the 14th of Erev Pesach? Can you do Malacha that night or not? Because Galil said you shouldn't do work on Erev Pesach during the day till Chatzos. What about the night before? So Beishame Osrim, the Rav says, like any Yantuf, that it's Asa Malacha, that the night goes first, the same Isser as the day that's following it. But Beishil Matirim Adanei Tzachama, they say, no, you could do work until sunrise. The Rav says, because they compare it to other Tainias. A Tainis start, which is Asr, and Achila during the day, but in the nighttime it's Mutter. So similarly here, as far as Malacha, it only starts the Isser of those places that have a minig not to do a Malacha. The Isser only starts in the day and night. Now the Lashan and the Dovin, and similar tarots in Taisus and Beis, the Riyamas called Rebbe, they explain that even though a Tainus starts at sunrise, even though a Tainus starts at Alos HaShachar, which is, let's say, up to 45, 50 minutes before sunrise, Beis Hillel didn't answer until sunrise. Why? Because that's the time, the earliest time, that workers go out to do work. So that's when they say we have to, at that point, actually stop work. But not before then. Taisus Yantif, according to Risham, explains that in the Galil, they say you shouldn't do Malacha, because the Korban Pesach is like a kapara, and therefore it's more similar, the Erev Pesach is more similar to a Tainus, rather than comparing it to a Yantif. Now, Perek Dalet, we're going on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, which is also in the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah goes like this. But Meir Aimer, Kol Malacha, Shehizkobak, Hadin Arbasa, Gomer Bar Arbasa. Rebbeinu says if you started doing work before the 14th, before Erev Pesach, you could finish it on the 14th in the morning. But let's say you have something, it'll take you an hour or two. Still, if you haven't started it before the morning of the 14th, you shouldn't, and even though you'll be able to finish it by Chatzos, you shouldn't start that work. Now, the Rav learns from the Gemara in Nehe Amud Beis that even in the places that has a minhag not to do work before Chatzos on the 14th of Nisan, still, it's okay to finish something that you started previously. As long as you're doing it for the Moed, you're doing it for Pesach, so you're allowed to finish something on Erev Pesach. But if there's no purpose for the Moed itself, you can only work on the 14th, only if there's a minhag to do a work there. So he's saying, even if a place has a minhag not to do work, you're allowed to finish your work on the 14th if it's the Tzarich HaMoed, but if it's not for the Tzarich HaMoed, you can only work on the 14th if up till Chatzos if there's a minhag that you're allowed to work there. The Rosh says you have to finish by Chatzos because even if the Avodah is for the Tzarich Yantif, you can't go later than Chatzos. And the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif, Perachas Halacha Yitzes, explains that if there's, he has a little bit different shot, that if there's a minhag that it's mutter to work, then you don't have to finish the work on the morning of the 14th, only if it's for the, if it's Tzarich Yantif. And certainly you should, only if it's not the Tzarich Yantif, but certainly you shouldn't start something that's not the Tzarich Yantif. And Shulchan Aruch Tav Samach Ches Sif Hey, it goes like the Rambam, but the Ramos is Mekel that, like we said in the first pshat, that you can finish something that you started earlier as long as it's for the Tzarich HaMoed. Now, the Chachamim say, Chachamim Aymrim, continuing on the Mishnah, Chachamim Aymrim, Sholosh Umnias, Aysa Malacha Be'er Pesachim Ad Chatzos. There are three types of professions that you can do work with until Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Ve'elohim, these are the three, Hachayatim, these are tailors, Saporim, barbers, Vakovsim, and launderers. So, the Chum say that even if a place has a minhag not to do work on Erev Pesach, there are three types of professions that can do work, they can even start work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and work up until Chatzos. The Rav brings from the Gemara in Nun Heim and Aleph that since we see that a person who is not a professional tailor can on Chol HaMoed do some stitches, do some tailoring, so therefore in Erev Yantif, which is less of a chumra type of time than Chol HaMoed, even a professional tailor can do work before Chatzos. And the barbers and the launderers can work on who are allowed to work on Chol HaMoed for people who just got out of jail or that coming from a far distance traveling overseas. They're going to be needed for the for the barbers and the launderers to cut their hair, to wash their clothes. Therefore, we were makel for them also on Erev Yantif to do work. So whatever we allow to do on Chol HaMoed, we certainly allow to do on Erev Yantif. The Gemara might cut and you'd give them off, adds on, that even these three professions are only able to do the work on Erev Yantif if it's for the Tzarich HaMoed. Now, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yossi Rehuda Eimer, Af HaRatzanim, even shoemakers, people who are making new shoes. Now, the Rav says, the Oli Regalim, people who are coming up to Yerushalayim for the different Regalim, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, they're allowed to fix their shoes in Chol HaMoed. They traveled a long way, shoes got a little ripped, so their Chachamim allowed them to fix their shoes in Chol HaMoed. So therefore, they say, we don't learn from the fact that we allowed them to fix shoes that we're going to allow shoemakers to start making new shoes on Erev Yantif. Okay? And Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, no, we do learn one from the other, and we let new shoemakers work on Erev Yantif too. And Halach is the Chachamim, that shoemakers are not included in this heter, only the three professions mentioned by the Chachamim, the tailors, the launderers, and the barbers, can do their work on Erev Yantiv and Erev Pesach, and we'll include the shiur here. Have a good day. Before we finish that, tell you if you have any comments, anything you'd like to tell me, please give me a call. Write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Give me a call at 052-244-9331. And now we'll say have a good day.